Hello, hi there, how you doing? It's Daniel Duo from the podcast that you love, Kenyan Storage.
And I run into this a lot when you create stuff out of Africa or out of Kenya. There's sometimes a self-limiting that happens, which is, well, we can't do Aquaman. You know, we can't do something that size. And that can be done, I don't have to tell you, on a radically reduced cost level with new technology. You know a lot more about this than I do. So I definitely want to take advantage of that. Definitely use local visual companies. As much as we want to surprise the world with the quality level of the writing, we want to do the same with visuals and execution. Because one of the things that I found, having developed a lot of stuff on the continent, is when you bring it outside, nobody believes you that you can do it. I mean, especially when it's big and ambitious and visual, there's a skepticism of, well, it's going to look kind of janky and I don't know if it's going to. So to prove the point with actual visuals is huge. It's been a rough time. The only good thing about that is that Hollywood is very open to new ideas now because the traditional stuff has gotten very hard. And they will really respond to the cost reductions that we can pitch as part of visual effects. That you think is going to be really expensive, you can shoot a visual effects movie in Kenya for one quarter the size of the budget somewhere else. That's going to be a really powerful tool as we pitch this stuff. So maybe because I started not in Hollywood, I started as a book writer in New York and was writing novels. I've always been shocked at how insular Hollywood is, as if it has all the secrets, and it doesn't, there's not much information. You can go to film school, but that's more about the craft. It's not really about navigating the business. So I've tried to create a platform where we just talk about how to get a manager, how to get an agent, how to come up with screenplay ideas, where television is going, what it's like to do a show at Netflix, and really give people real information. I then have guests on who are very candid. They might be an executive at Apple or Amazon or an agent or a director, and they share secrets too. So in terms of jump-starting careers, it's funny, and this isn't just true in Kenya and Africa. You can live anywhere in the U.S., and if you're somebody who's written a couple of scripts and loves screenwriting, and you say, hey, I've written three scripts, and I think they're pretty good, what should I do with them? How should I start my professional career? There's kind of no answer. You know, the answers end up being, well, move to Hollywood, or try and make friends with a famous person who's in Hollywood. It's not real advice. And so I'm trying to create a bridge that basically gives people all the information, starts relationships with agents and managers and all the people that I'm bringing onto the site, and also teaches you about creative inspiration and craft and how to rewrite and how to pitch yourself as a writer-director, and just a lot of stuff that people don't talk about very much. So it's really all about giving people the information that they don't usually have access to. And we have people on craft services who are from Kansas in the US, and they don't know how to break into the business, and we have people from Burundi and other places that don't have ecosystems really, or any infrastructure for the entertainment industry. So it's really about sharing the secrets of Hollywood and having people speak candidly to all kinds of people about this. Each of these projects can be a training center. So if we're making a movie in Kenya, we really want to welcome aspiring directors to shadow the director of that project, aspiring writers to be part of it. This gets really good with television series because television series last a while. And so with every episode, we can be cycling in people to sort of apprentice and learn. So hopefully we can get some television series going in the country that can become kind of training centers. But even films are good that way. So there'll be that kind of teaching approach to it as well, or training approach. Helping each other. They don't need me. They don't need Hollywood. They are giving each other notes on their scripts. They are helping each other with pitches where people chat to each other and everyone posts screenwriting contests and grants and gives each other information. So it becomes this sort of self-feeding community. We have that here in this room. If everyone put their heads together, there's so much information and power in this room. I've seen some amazing short films that really capture a very Kenyan vibe that feels different. Something like that is what we want to bring out in this program.
I invite you as frontline stakeholders to take a keen interest in this, in both the policy and the bill, because this is what is going to anchor this industry. This is what is going to fly this industry in terms of legislation and policy. So what happens to other brilliant ideas if Invention Studios is only going to run with 10? Good news, buddy. For everyone that Invention picks, government will match it. So if Invention is igniting with 10, government will match with 10. We will also go out of our way to mobilize other support, corporate support. And we are already talking to a number of corporate interests here in Kenya and outside Kenya who are showing willingness to come into. And they might even be much more than what Invention and government will do. It's big, it's a new dawn for the industry in which you work. Kenya has been picked as the host country of the Africa Audiovisual Commission. It's going to be headquartered here in Nairobi. That is another platform we see as providing momentum. We know the value of joining dots across Africa. We know the value of partnerships. We know how much you can grow if you join hands across border.
I've been writing my script since I was 16. I cannot wait for this April to come. Can I just submit what I have so that we proceed from there? All these agreements that are being signed between governments, cross-border relationships, is it possible for us to see these agreements?
These are public documents that are not meant for government in itself. And remember, stakeholders are the ones to implement these agreements because you are the key players. So we are free and open to see to it that we work together, that we will be part of the implementing team as the industry.
There's a lot of talent here in the stunt community, and I've created a stunt world for a lot of the actors that I know from Netflix here. And the level of talent, I'm going to say it out loud, y'all, is way better than what I've seen in Nigeria. That's all I want to say.
You could support like writers with concept art and pre-vision and all of those things that haven't really been a tool before. So it seems, but the ecosystem is not ready for it. The infrastructure is not ready. There's a lot to grow parallel. So it's almost coming to the point of, is there any ideas to think about also presenting in different ways, like pitching us in different ways with the different tools and programs that we have? And then further on, when the films are done, I'm seeing 5 movies with tons of pixels available, and it would be an amazing story if actually some of the visual effects is left in Kenya and produced in Kenya.
I have been informed that this very impressive constellation of stakeholders comes from different parts of the country, different levels of the industry. And just to emphasize that this is how we want it to be. We want it multi-layer, we want it city, we want it from the city, we want it from the grassroots, we want it from across the entire ecosystem. And I hope that we will continue this conversation, especially around the measures that we are taking, around the bill, and the policy so that we can get your input into that.
Because now we can't be waiting for international people and now the rest of us are suffering in our country.
The incentives are for the industry. They're for the industry. In fact, I would say that they are even sweeter for locals. A 1,000-mile journey starts with the proverbial first time.
Like coffee, family, and friends, Kenyan Stories is a great companion long-form show. Listen to the show for free on your favorite streaming platform, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and online, or where great shows are found. Please consider supporting Kenyan Stories by Daniel Dua Show.